Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We turn our attention toward the economy. Caleb Silver, set to join us right now, editor-in-chief of Investopedia. Caleb, we're kind of noticing some maybe promising trends. There's been a little bit of a leveling off in gas prices locally and across the country. Lumber, some other commodities doing the same. What is the, does this mean we're kind of nearing the end of this era of inflation, or is it just a blip in the radar?
No, I think you might be right about that. I mean, we've seen gas prices go down every day for the past 20 days. The national average now $4.75, a little higher here in New York, $4.85. But we've seen a 20-cent drop in the past month. What we're seeing here is a drop in crude oil prices, but really a drop in commodity prices in general. And that might not be because, you know, we finally had an inflation peak. Well, maybe we did, but that's because a lot of folks are predicting a potential recession, and they're predicting a drawdown in demand. And that drawdown in demand is because prices got too high. And now if we're facing an economic downturn, we're probably going to be spending less, using less oil, using less gas. That's why you've seen the big price drop in the oil sector, but you're also seeing it in copper. You're also seeing it in timber. You're also seeing it in lumber. Pretty much across the commodity board, a big drop in prices.
So, you know, maybe gas prices isn't the best for this, because even though they've leveled off, they're still, I mean, astronomical, right? I mean, I don't know if just dropping a couple pennies after the increase we've seen over the last several months is going to make that much of a difference in people's driving habits. But, you know, maybe some of these other commodities we talk about, and if it translates to, say, the grocery store, could this have the opposite effect? All right, people see prices going down, and now all of a sudden they start buying more again, and they forget about all that inflation. Then we're just right back into the same cycle.
It could be, but I think the fact that folks are predicting we're going to face an economic downturn coming up here, small businesses are sort of battening the hatches here. Individual households are doing it as well. We spent a lot of money in the past year or so. Obviously, inflation had a lot to do with that, but there was a lot of revenge spending going on. We may be a little bit tapped out. If you look at credit card balances, they're rising again to record levels. If you're looking at delinquent car loans, they're starting to rise again. So consumers are feeling a little bit tapped out and maybe starting to tighten their belts a little bit and save more. I don't think we're going to have that revenge spending going through the summer and fall like we did last year when things seemed to be opening up a little bit. But you get demand destruction when prices are too high. The cure for high prices is high prices, because eventually consumers and businesses back off. That's what we're seeing. Believe it or not, demand for gasoline has actually gone down in the last 8 weeks, not gone up like it usually does in the summer. Why? People are afraid of those $5, $5, $6 a gallon fill-ups. And so you're seeing less driving going on right now, plus a lot of flight cancellations. That helps as well in terms of jet fuel prices.
Hey, pretty interesting there. All right. What are you expecting to learn about the job market today?
Yeah, we're going to get the initial claims coming up here at about 8:30. You'll probably see about a couple hundred thousand claims. That's the area we've been in. But tomorrow's the big June jobs number. We've been adding an average of 400,000 jobs a month every month for the past 12 months. That's a record amount of gains on average every single month. Probably going to see that fall a little bit as the economy softens. There are still, you know, two open jobs for every filled job out there, so a lot of job availability. But I don't think hiring is going to be that aggressive, because I do think businesses are starting to pull back. They do fear the worst coming up here in the back half of the year.
As always, Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.